The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and alcohol and whatever the hell else comes to mind. Let's do this. It's a Frat Boy Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, a whole crew here, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. That would be a record if we weren't starting 5 minutes late. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz.
I guess that's my fault.
You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. I don't know what the hell Aaron's in there doing. You can text the show, you know the number for that, and you probably want to get on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN975 because we are going to it's gonna do shots and stuff again. That's what we.
What did we get to last time? What was our number?
Is 400? Yeah,
I think it was almost 400, friend.
Well, you bitches better crank it up on Twitch right now. We want Friday to be happy hour here. Friday 4 o'clock is happy hour. You guys remember happy hour, right? Those of you who used to get off work at a normal hour, you'd go to your local watering hole and you'd drink on special. You'd drink
From the very bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, you'd drink shelf liquor for a discounted rate.
Liquor in plastic bottles.
Some of you chicks would drink rosé. Rosé all day. What?
Or like the alcohol that Fred used to drink when he was a poor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And we did some of that last week.
I heard, yeah.
Well, a version of it.
Well, a version.
Yeah. I mean, the actual plain version of that is functional.
Here's what's crazy about that. If you go, how much is a regular bottle of that Ivanovich vodka?
$19.99.
Yeah. So you can get a bottle with no flavor for
$20. Correct.
If they add the menthol cigarette flavoring to it, it's $3. Like it.
Well, I went.
Now I'm not a businessman per se, but if I owned the vodka company, I'm guessing whatever they're putting in there to make it taste like menthol cigarettes costs money,
but not much. But it obviously
can't cost much. But it also, once you pour it into your vodka, you devalue your vodka by about 80%.
Well, then they sell it for...
I'm not Mark Cuban, but
clearly.
I feel like I would say for that reason, I'm out. I would be out on...
are you Shark Tank?
Yeah, on Shark Tank.
Well, I've started watching Shark Tank like 2 months ago, reruns of it, replays. Mark Cuban's out on everything. Like, if you ever notice, watch
the show.
You
think he's running out of cash?
You're like, no, he just doesn't do anything. He's like, because of that, I'm out. He never buys into anything. Other than sexism and bigotry inside
his own
business.
Do you not like Mark Cuban?
I hate Mark Cuban with a passion.
I like Mark Cuban.
I used to like Mark Cuban. Basically, I used to like a lot of people.
I'm surprised you don't, because Mark Cuban's one of those guys who says what he feels.
Yeah, he does, until he got caught with his whole organization being scummy and racist and sexist, and then he started bothering me. I liked a lot of people before Trump got elected. Now I hate most people, because now they're all like, everybody sucks, and we're horrible, and I'm racist, and I'm a horrible person. Because that's what you're supposed to do in 2020. So there's a lot of people I hate now that I used to like. Like, I used to like Mark Cuban. I hate Mark Cuban and his really bad dye job on Shark Tank, which is terrible. I do like the blonde chick on the Shark Tank.
I like her, too.
I do. Like, she's clearly fake as all hell, like, body-wise. Like, she's obviously purchased her face, but I'm really into it.
She did. She told the... She made an offer on Shark Tank to someone who was selling faces. She's like, I'll take that.
I'm in.
Okay, well, here we go. There are 226 people watching us on Twitch right now. I mean, that's pretty good.
But you guys got nearly 400 last time we did this day.
So that
shot.
Was the Tyler challenge
and
last
Tyler,
week.
We've got it again. Hold up the blue bomb, Tyler. Tyler has a blue bomb from Lit. The pink payload is not here this week, but Tyler does have a blue bomb. So as soon as we hit 300, Tyler will stand up. He will shotgun the blue bomb that is 24 ounces, 15% ABV. And in the next segment, we will taste the Malort, which is something that, I've heard of before. I've heard of many times.
Allegedly, it's the worst shot ever.
It's almost sort of an urban legend to people here because I don't think it's you don't get it in bars or anything like that here. So you have to be from a part of the country where they serve that nonsense, and we don't live in one. But Josh went all the way to NASA.
I did. Yes. I went to the moon to get this.
He talked to an astronaut, and the astronaut
Buzz Aldrin
gave him a ride
Malort.
In his spaceship to Chicago to get a bottle of Malort. So we'll partake in
it's
that.
It's a big deal in Chicago. I took a shot of it once, and I don't remember it.
Is it
so.
A big deal as in?
It's like kind of just a thing that like it's they're known for this shot.
It's almost like a, hey, you guys, we're going to do these shots. We're like,
that does not sound like Chicago. Yeah. That sounds like Philly.
Okay,
that sounds like Philly, and it's awful.
Is it one of those things where everybody's like, we're just going to go, a bunch of guys, let's do these horrible shots
together.
Yeah,
you guys want to do a shot of Malort? Like, that's more of a, that's more of a Chicago.
Okay.
Like, you were doing more of a Philly, so, New Jersey awful
accent. I was just trying to do
accent.
A general a-hole accent.
No, they're almost like, Chicago's almost Wisconsin.
It's almost like Joel.
It's almost like Joel, yes. They're only like an hour away from Milwaukee and Chicago, so okay. It's very similar.
See, I only think of the guy on Chicago PD, whose voice sounds like this because he can't talk worth anything.
He sounds like Batman?
Yeah.
But you need more of like an, that's more of a Chicago thing, like, you gotta get some Malort? Like, that's kind of like that.
I think of Malort as like maybe what my generation did with Jaeger bombs. Like,
Jaeger bombs are so much better than this, from what I understand.
To me, no one really likes Jaeger, but people drink it because... Everybody's
but
like,
nobody,
let's just
nobody
do
hate
it.
Nobody hates Jaeger though.
There are people who hate it.
How do you guys feel about Rumplemintz? Rumplemintz was like my shot of preference for about 2 years in Philadelphia.
What'd you get drunk on?
Okay, so this was in Panama City, Florida, not Panama. Panama City, Florida, on my senior trip, and a lot of it was Zima.
Ooh, that's bad. That's a bad start.
That was the first time I ever threw up yellow. I woke up the next morning and the throw up was yellow. And I called my dad because I never drank anything before. And I call him. I go, Dad, I don't know what I did, but this is so bad. And I'm throwing up yellow. And my dad just goes, Josh, your grandpa would be so disappointed in you. I'm
just
just what the hell does that even mean?
Just like anyone who has a dad who's a drinker. My first time getting drunk was out of his liquor cabinet, and I replaced all his booze with water. And the easiest thing to do it with was peppermint schnapps.
Oh, dear.
Not great to get drunk on, but will clear your sinuses, so that's a bonus. So if you're drinking in the wintertime, it's a nice drink. We're at 269. I need 31 more people to follow before Tyler unleashes on this blue bomb.
And then we're doing
and we
Malort.
Start happy hour.
So yeah, if you're in your car, if you're at a stop sign, you can get on your phone.
Even if you're not in your car at a stop sign, flip it on. And if you get in an accident, you get in an accident. And that sucks.
Then you can call Lawyer Dave.
You've got insurance, though, presumably.
We offer everything here.
Yeah.
We offer a lawyer for everything you need. Booze, lawyers, we offer it all.
Oh, we can't go to break already. We gotta wait. We gotta get to 300, Aaron. I know you're a stickler.
What do you guys just really quick? Since
it's happy hour, we're not letting you ruin our happy mood. We're trying to get to 300.
Do you guys like the new Nickelback song?
No,
I haven't heard it.
It's awesome.
Why do you like
it? Is
Nickelback?
Because I do. Well, I think initially it was because I hated the people that hated Nickelback. Because I hate people who just follow things and hate them.
We agreed yesterday. There's a lot of bands worse than Nickelback, but it doesn't make Nickelback good.
But
they're really awful.
Really. Blackout drunk at a Nickelback show, and they gave me a drumstick. So,
well, that's good.
I woke up in a bathtub in Austin with a drumstick, and I go, "What is this?" They're like, "Dude, you don't remember the Nickelback show?" I'm like, "Nope," but I bet it was a good time.
Well, you know what? We're at 277, and we're over for break because 277 of you are loyal and you care. Tyler's going to do it now, and then
Yay!
We'll drink Malort on the other side. You know what? The other 23 of them.
They're listening to Clinton's show, brother.
Hey, man. Yay! Put some hot sauce on that nanner.
Oh, dear.
He's going the whole way this time.
Wow.
Did you drink it all? Is it all gone? Crush it. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, here we go. Yeah. Now we hit 300. Now
Yay!
Of course. Now that Tyler's done his
but
duty.
But we're drinking Malort.
We will drink Malort on the other side, so... anyone who wants to stick around, and we'll give our thoughts on Malort, which Aaron has had before. He's not a Malort rookie. You're not either, right?
But I don't remember it.
I don't remember mine either. I was 16.
Okay, great. That really bodes well for today's show.
Fred, have you ever had Malort?
I don't think so, no.
And Fred drinks more than anybody I know, and he's never had Malort. So this is going to be new to all of us.
And I've been to Chicago a bunch.
Yeah. It's happy hour on the Blitz. We'll be right back.
Brother.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN. 97.5.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Everyone's having a good time, and we all want to know, where can we get the best siding and windows? Allstate Siding and Windows, a family-owned company. They're open for business. You want good quality siding and windows, they've got it. Call them today for a free consultation. Learn about our summer specials, 30% off all windows.
You got it, brother.
$2,500 off all full siding jobs. You want the best rate, call Allstate. You're going to save on your energy bills because of this. It's really an all-around great deal.
The Baytown Badass was Allstate.
And they're doing things safely. They're making sure installation, consultation is safe for you, safe for their people. They're doing it the right way. You want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776.
Brother.
I don't know how we're going to get through happy hour here.
What do you mean?
I haven't had any food today, brother, so everything... I've been on a liquid diet since 2 o'clock,
good for you,
brother.
Man. How many beers did you have during...
Like three, but the thing is, like, okay, I want to be clear. I'm not a lightweight, but those were both... All three of those, actually, were like 7.5%, which isn't light, but not like you. Come on. You guys are a-holes that drink these 16% beers to show off. I mean, you gave me a thing for my birthday. It's basically gasoline. You're like, hey, here, drink gasoline if you're a man.
What was it?
I don't remember. I haven't had it yet. It's a stout.
Black Crack. I got him a Black
Crack.
Actually,
that wasn't that heavy. I think it was like an 8%.
No, it's about 8%. Yeah, I didn't give you one of the real heavy.
No, but I mean, that's how I am. I don't drink overly heavy. But 7%, 8% is pretty good for me. I like Mini Boss is one of my favorite beers. Juicy IPA is a good one from St. Arnold. I've had about three of those, but I haven't eaten anything today because I took my dog to the dog chiropractor and I didn't have time to eat. White people problems.
That's right. Yep. Well, I'm glad that your dog chiropractor, by the way.
It's chiropractor.
Bum, 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 bum.
Tyler's turned horrible
clearly
jokes
it's
off
already,
my...
Clearly it's already kicked in.
I will say this. I am excited about this Malort.
Can you look up Malort? There's a whole story about it on their website, I think. There's a whole M-A-L-O-R-T. There's like a whole backstory about something like prohibition.
A Chicago icon.
Yeah, well, there's the first thing you need to know.
Its bitter taste is savored by two-fisted drinkers.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Now you know the rest
Jepson's of it. Malort is named after Carl Jepson, the Swedish immigrant who first distilled and popularized the liquor in Chicago.
I think that's Carly Rae Jepson's grandfather.
Malort, literally moth herb, is the Swedish word for wormwood, which is the key ingredient in a Basque, a bitter flavor type Swedish brännvin, Malort is known for its bitter taste.
So here's a question. Where would you rank that shot last week as the worst shot you've ever had? Was that the worst you've ever had?
Yeah.
Before that, what would it have been?
Some kind of pickle thing. Because I hate pickles. Yeah. And I don't know what it was called, but it was green and it tasted like pickle and I threw up instantly.
So I'll say this about bad shots. Like, bad vodka is bad. And I've had some bad vodka. I can manage.
Yeah.
Bad whiskey is the worst to me. So I'm one of these guys. I'm a little different than Fred. When Fred got poor, he started drinking plastic jug booze. If I ever get that poor, I'm just going to stop drinking. I don't have the stomach for it.
I hate to break it to you. When you're that poor, you have to drink.
I'm just not sure. I guess maybe that's a good point.
Nothing else going on.
But
man,
I just can't imagine surviving on malt liquor and plastic jug whiskey. It's got to be the worst possible thing.
You just find one that's better than what its value is. Like, I'm telling you that Evan Williams is really good, inexpensive whiskey for... You get a $10 bottle of that, it'll last you 2 days. And I mean, that's some good stuff for that.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, is everyone ready for their Malort?
You got over 300 people watching now.
Good. Welcome
Twitch.
To the show. Welcome to Happy Hour. 326 of you.
This feels like a bad decision. When we were in Chicago, I remember watching a guy tell the chick that he was with. He was like, take a shot of this. He's like, it's not that bad. And she took it and spit it out the second. So
no spitting it out.
Oh, yeah. If we could handle last week's, we can handle this.
And we don't – this isn't a two-sipper. You just you pound it
chug-a-lug,
and you move on.
Chug-a-lug.
All right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers. We're monsters.
Aaron, cheers to Malort.
What the hell did you do?
Idiot.
What are you –
Knock, knock, I swear.
That may have been partly my fault.
Okay.
Hold it. We haven't even done only AJ stuff.
Okay. Oh, God. It tastes. I think it might be worse than the...
Oh, dear.
Oh.
It's worse than the menthol vodka.
It tastes like gasoline.
It's making my... My face tighten up in spots.
My tongue is burning.
You got to do a double shot now, Nick.
Get out of it like that.
You got to take it.
God. Just because you spilled yours.
That tastes like
gin. Oh, God.
Oh.
That doesn't taste like gin.
No.
Oh, God.
That is.
That's worse.
God. That's Nick, oh, God.
Since I knocked yours out.
Oh, dear.
I can't even describe what it tastes like.
It's way worse than the tobacco van.
I'll take a second.
Oh, dear.
I'll take it.
Let's go.
Oh, dear.
I remember why I don't remember this.
Dear, I
want to
die.
I think I blacked it out as a horrible memory.
I think we're all going to die.
That's like gasoline.
Oh, man, I can't get that taste out of my mouth
either.
Oh,
God, it won't go away.
I know, and he was like, give me the smallest shot.
And now he wants double.
Now he's like, I'll do another one. Let's go, brother.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Crank, turn up here, show.
Hey, show, I'm going to pour that into the gas tank of my ATV, and it's going to fire it all, brother.
No, I'm not doing another.
Oh, God. Oh, God. God, I hate Chicago. God, you're the worst. Why, Chicago? Why?
No. God, I've got these wintergreen lifesavers, and they're not killing it. I'm just saying one after another.
The taste is bad. It's the way it makes my mouth feel. Like, it feels like my cheeks are sucking in or something's happening.
Are you stroking out?
I don't think so. Fred did that once.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You stroked out?
Yeah.
On the air.
Well, hell, I wish I would have heard that.
I can still taste it in my back. This is awful. It's really awful.
Why would anyone do this? And then, yes, it is. Why would you
Tyler
do
for
this?
His second shot, he literally poured one finger for his second shot. Tyler, he sits around calling other people a bitch, and then you guys are women.
Peer pressure over here.
That is the worst shot ever.
I think it's worse.
Like, I can get by with sweet shots if they're terrible, but that's not sweet or anything. That's like gasoline.
So what's worse? The
this?
That's worse than the menthol
vodka. Worse than the menthol vodka.
All right, let's take a vote. Around the horn. Tyler, better than menthol vodka?
Malort.
Better.
Fred? Oh, no, no, Brad.
No, get out of here.
Get
out of here.
Braddock.
No.
Get out of here.
You
get out of here.
If you take one, we'll take
one. You're not drinking.
No, not at all.
Take it with us. Come on, taste it.
Taste what?
The vodka.
Either one of them.
All you got to do is
yes.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
No. I did not sign up for that either.
No. Hey, I'll do it with you if you do it.
Everybody, and I'll do it. I don't drink.
It's perfect.
part of your internship.
All right. Listen.
Oh, that sounds like bullying.
Here's what we'll do.
I can't get this taste out of my mouth.
Go get some other cups. Put water in them. Give him that.
That's what date rapists do.
So?
I don't know. That's how Ted Bundy started. Actually,
who dropped this on us last week and didn't do it? Same thing.
Yeah. That is pretty weak.
Yeah. That's a very lame thing, dude.
Yeah. So do you not drink? Jason Braddock is in here with holes in his jeans, which I don't like. I'll tell you that now. do you not drink because you are like, was your dad an alcoholic or like, do you have some sort of history of alcoholism that you're afraid of, or you just don't like the way it tastes? So you don't have any moral objection to booze.
Oh dear.
Then I think you should have to do this with us.
We just
we already did.
Okay, then you do this one since we all did it.
Yeah, you do this one first. Then we'll do that one with you.
The menthol tobacco one.
Yeah.
I have a fear I'm going to be a violent drunk. So
we're only having two.
I have
that fear. Two small shots.
Yeah.
No way you're going to get drunk off this.
Two small shots.
Yeah, one of Malort and one of that.
I'm not doing both. Y'all pick which one.
No.
We'll pick one.
No.
You all drink like every day.
We just took a shot of this.
You don't drink this stuff.
We're drinking horrible booze.
I'd be bringing y'all the strongest strand of weed, and like if y'all don't smoke, like hey, take a hit of this.
This isn't the strongest. This is like
it's the nastiest.
This is like bringing us the absolute worst possible weed you can find.
And herein lies the joke.
That's what Jason smokes every day, though.
Yeah, if you were to bring
cheap.
Me some super high grade stuff, I'd be like, oh, thank you, Jason. You brought in basically this is all stems and seeds.
Well, what I like is your mother. You said your mother-in-law has a box of this, right? Because it's $3. It's $3
a bottle.
It's three. I walked into Spezia last Friday. $3 a bottle. You could buy a whole truck of it. God. It's awful. I want to die. I just want to die.
No cigarette breaks.
Wait. Hey, how about this? If we get to 400 on the Twitch, you got to do a shot of both.
500. We've never been to 500.
No.
450. 450. 450. We've never been to 450.
500.
We'll get to 500 easy now.
Yeah, everybody get on.
All right, guys. Jason Braddock, who's never, ever drinks, is going to drink today.
Oh, it's so bad.
Two shots.
If we get to 500.
If we get to 500.
Oh, we're at 358.
Let's do this, guys.
So
we need to do this.
It's so bad.
All right. Fred,
can
tell people about
me
new
in the
breaks.
Face? I think I feel better than this. It's so bad.
I will. Fred, tell us about new breaks.
Well, I'll tell you everything about new breaks.
Get on Twitch!
They actually used Malort to lube the breaks. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Well, guys, I've been telling you about new breaks. Josh has been telling you about new breaks because
he
came out and did Jilly's breaks, and it was...
And we mean that sexually.
It was a great experience.
They did her pads.
All right, guys. If you've got break problems at all, man, if you get any of you hear any of the grinding or any of that stuff, then get on the website, newbreaks.com, NUBRAKES.com. Mention ESPN. You're going to get 10% off your service. They will get back to you right away. Here's the best part. They come to you. You don't have to go and sit in some auto shop and wait for your car. You can stay at home, and they'll come and fix it right there. Or if you're at the office, you can work. They'll come and take care of it there. And they pride themselves on providing a transparent, surprise-free quote before they even touch your vehicle. So when you reach out for a quote, they'll follow up with questions, and then they'll come up with a worst-case repair cost that includes all the parts. So it's not going to be anything more than that. Newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. Mention ESPN, 10% off your service. Newbrakes.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And a couple people are asking how to get on the Twitch, because we need to get to 500 to make Jason Braddock take two shots of the worst crap he'll ever put in his mouth.
If Jason thinks he hates the taste of alcohol, He probably, I'm guessing he didn't have this the first time he ever tried alcohol. If he thought he hated the taste of alcohol before, his whole world's going to be turned upside down right now, because this is two of the worst examples of alcohol I've ever tasted. This is one and two, the worst shots I've ever had in my life.
I think we might have solved alcoholism. Jason's going to do both. Yeah.
We may have.
I think if you have someone in your family who's an alcoholic, give them this.
Now, here's the real question. Fred, if you were poor and all you could afford were these two booze, would you still drink?
No.
You'd quit drinking.
Yeah, not a chance.
Cold turkey. Yeah. It's not worth it.
Maybe this is a good way for an alcoholic.
It is. This is almost like methadone.
Because I kind of think...
If you're a junkie.
I kind of think I don't want to drink anymore, ever.
You don't want to go cold turkey, but you want to drink something that makes you not want to drink. That's what this is.
Well, it's the same thing as like your dad throws you in the closet with a box of cigars and says, finish the cigars, because you were smoking. That never happened to me, and I've never heard of any human that's ever happened to.
It happened in Brewster's Millions.
But it happened in Brewster... Brewster... Yeah, which is also a horrible movie, but a great movie to watch on TV.
All right.
That's exactly how
we have got to get to 500, viewers on Twitch. We're at 428. Now's the time, guys. Jason Braddock is going to drink two shots, one of Malort, one of menthol tobacco flavored vodka,
which you can get for $3.
$3 bottle. $3 for 750 milliliters.
We're getting lit.
Again, this stuff is so bad. Once you put the menthol flavoring in it, the price of the bottle drops 80%. An unflavored bottle of Ivanovich vodka is $20.
Oh,
you put that menthol flavoring in, it's $17 cheaper. That's a bad investment. Whoever came to the CEO with that idea and was like, "Hey, I got an idea. We pay a little bit for this menthol vodka, menthol tobacco flavoring. We pour it in the vodka. And people are going to love it." And the guy's like, okay. Now he's just ruined a bunch of his vodka that he could sell for $20 a bottle. And now he can only get $3 for it. We're at 448. It's happening. Jason is ready. He's feeling good.
Oh, dear.
He's terrified because he doesn't know how he's going to react. When's the last time you had booze, Jason?
Minneapolis.
Not
counting syrup. 452. Syrup.
Not counting syrup.
It's twitch.tv/ESPN975. You do not have to have an account. You can just get on there and watch it, and that will count.
Early 2000s, really? You had booms for
you have to have an account.
Have you ever had vodka?
Boone's Farm? Have you guys had the frozen Boone's Farm at the Dixie Chicken in College Station?
I've not.
It's fantastic.
I've not had it.
I would encourage you to have it.
466, 67, guys. 33 more of you, please, right now. We're going to get Jason Braddock. We're going to have him tasting this goodness. I say goodness. It's not good.
It's awful.
At all. T. Loya says, put the link on your Instagram story so people can swipe and join. I don't have any real followers on Instagram because I'm not pretty.
Well, once they find out, though, that you're the official non-diddling source of Texans news,
immediately. 481, 19 people away. Jason, did you come into work today thinking that you were going to drink?
No,
I didn't. Have you already smoked?
No, I didn't. I wish I would have.
Well, now it's good. You don't want to mix the two. If you're not used to it, you don't want to mix. It's a bad idea. Pappy says, okay, I downloaded Twitch. Now somebody finger one of those shot glasses with whatever poison. We're up to 481, 19 people away from Jason. This is going to be the happiest.
It just blew up.
543, 44.
Yes.
540, yes.
What? Woo! Woo! Boom! Frank the Tank! Frank the Tank! Frank the Tank!
I knew it. Yeah, he's got to do it on camera.
Yay!
Way too excited for this.
Oh, dear, this is the most fun ever.
Oh, yeah.
It went from being the worst fun ever.
Don't scrimp on that.
All right. Oh, dear.
579.
579. Malort first or menthol vodka first?
I urge you to go Malort first. Yeah, go Malort first.
This is the worst shot you'll ever have.
So you want to wash it down?
It only goes up.
I'm with Ennis. These are pretty.
pretty big shot.
Those are small shots. Those are the same size we all just did.
Yeah, you should have seen what we did.
Those are children shots.
579 people watching you right now. You're shaking a little. Are you nervous?
No, I just got muscle issues.
Okay.
So, we're laughing. He's got MS.
I feel like you're
laughing.
a teen girl about to try cocaine for the first time.
Like, I would be less worried about cocaine.
614, by the way.
Whoa, 614?
What?
Y'all the devil. This is crazy.
I could literally
let's do it.
Bill O'Brien murdered someone.
No one cares about that.
Last retweet from
let's
the
go. Let's well, go. Malort. 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 Cheers, Jason. Let's go.
Oh, God. Oh,
there's the first one. And there's the second.
I don't think there's any way I could have done that.
He might yak.
Oh,
628 viewers. I think that's a 97.5 Twitch record.
That's a record. The only way we're going to top that is naked women.
Yeah, which
that's
the only way.
Way
we're topping that is
645. 645. God bless you guys. We did
yes.
it. We did it.
Y'all need to take another shot.
We've already done it.
No,
we're out.
You're
taking a bottle home.
Yeah. We are out. I do think, I would say Patrick Creighton should take a shot of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He has to. You did it. He has to do it.
Oh, man.
All right.
Never coming into work early.
Thank you, Jason.
Oh, God. You say that. You're the a-hole that brought this in the other day.
Yeah. You brought it.
You brought this.
Y'all are drinkers.
Yeah, we don't. Look for the worst possible thing except for
that's
today.
That's like saying you guys love to have sex, but here's some 400-pound woman. Like, that's not how that works.
90-year-old like, whose zip you might break. Yeah.
Well, okay, Jason, which shot was worse? Can you pick up your shot glasses you threw on the ground? Jeez.
Oh, God. Which one was better or worse?
I don't know. I shot him so quick and immediately went for the sweet tea just to watch the taste. How do you get the taste out of your mouth?
That's you
the
you worst don't.
Part. Semen.
You don't.
It's the,
the only way.
Yeah, there's only
the
one
The only
way.
Elixir.
Show semen, brother. Wow. That's the only way to get that taste out of your mouth.
Hey, man, I'll give you a little Arkansas juice. It'll fix it right up.
No, I don't work at 7-9 anymore, so I don't have to do that.
Brother, I got the magical elixir, brother. I sell it out of the back of a flatbed.
It'll clear your palate right out, brother. This is how we did it when I was a cowboy. so you don't you didn't have a preference if forced to drink more of one or the other you didn't decide like okay this one was better than the other
if forced to drink more of one or the other I would choose C fight
you would rather fight
yeah they're horrible they're absolutely horrible
I agree
but no, I shot them down quickly back to back so. There's just this taste of ass in my mouth.
Well, brother, let me tell you how to get rid of that. This is what we did to Quincy Carter, brother. Let me tell you how he got that taste out of his mouth, brother.
Troy Aikman showed up at practice one day and was like, how do I get the taste of ass out of my mouth? It's just a rumor and all, but it was rumored that he asked me that, and I said, I got something for you, brother.
Hey, brother, I was sitting there the other day, and I was about to upchuck, and old Show told me, said, I got the recipe for them hamburgers. Get you some banana and hot sauce, and hey, brother, I got right
hey, Jason, let's
chuck it down with some apple Arkansas milk.
I asked this question earlier, Jason. I'll ask you, because I feel like you would know best. This is the real question. The question of the day on a Friday. Do you think Show in his personal life uses the N-word?
No. Oh,
wow.
No.
With the A or the ER?
Oh, yeah. This is a fair question.
I think either will count.
Okay.
A, I'll say yes. I'll say
80%. 80%.
What are the odds Friday now?
Okay.
ER... I'm going to say 0%.
Zero, he uses
0%.
It. 0%.
0%.
Okay. I think I accept that. And you know what? I think that's...
He's loaded. My man's lit.
I don't know Show well enough to know.
I don't know Show well enough to know if he uses them words.
I hope he doesn't, because we're all trying to make a better place.
The world needs to be better.
That's what we're trying.
So we're really hoping.
Yeah, I want to get rid of that word. And I hope Show doesn't use it. But if he does, that's his right.
What do you think would happen if Show shot Malort?
Show would never, he could never last. Show couldn't hang for one episode of the Happy Hour.
Not one episode.
Right, Fred? Do you think Show could shotgun a blue bomb?
No way. I can handle it. I can handle it. Show can handle it. Show can handle it.
Nobody in radio could do it.
Challenge him.
If anybody in radio thinks they can shotgun a blue bomb, the challenge is put out now by Tyler. By the way, we're steady over 500 now. We're just going to live. We're living over 500
now. I
want to
see Adam Clanton take down a blue bomb.
Adam Clanton doesn't drink.
I understand. I know that because when I used to go into the boss's office, they used to make fun of him for that because they're frauds. And they make fun of everybody. They go, hey, let me tell you about Adam Clanton. He's a pussy that doesn't drink.
If we were.
And then they would be like, then I'd leave and they'd go, let me tell you about Josh Ennis. He's a pussy that's a pussy.
He's a pussy who does drink.
Yeah, they're all pussies, brother.
Who do we think in Houston radio could shotgun a blue bomb if we had to pick someone? Who's the most likely?
I'd do it, but not today.
Next Friday, happy hour! Oh, no. Next Friday's happy hour! Yes!
I can't do that.
Oh, he's not going to be here next Friday.
I'll do it two Fridays from now. Two Fridays, because I'm out next Friday. I don't want fruit. I said blue bomb. I did not say fruit punch.
Blue bomb or pink payload?
Neither. Whatever one is not here.
Well, we don't have either of them here now. We only have fruit punch.
In like 2 weeks, I give it a shot. I'll be fresh off the beach. That's fine.
All right.
But I will gladly give it a shot. You know why? Because we're crazy.
We're wild and crazy kids.
We
are wild. You know what? People are going to like you for doing this.
Will they?
There's going to be people who are saying.
Will they follow my Twitch.tv channel?
They're going to say, you know what? I didn't like you much, Josh. But you got on the blitz and you drank that awful booze.
And I like you.
I'm coming around
on
you.
Well, it's like last week, right? Last week, I started getting, I got messages from people.
No, about him last week.
So last week, I get messages from people. They're like, bro, I didn't like you before this. But that when you got on there with the blitz and you guys were doing shots, this is the best radio I've ever heard. I'm like, bro, I've been doing this kind of crap for 10 years. Why? Like, I really hated you for doing the stuff you like to do, but now I like you for doing the stuff you like to do.
Everyone is saying Greg Cook could do two of them back to back.
But isn't he sick, though?
I think
he's out of the game.
Is that he is a bit sick.
And then Lone Star says ND can drink gasoline.
I can attest to this.
ND can go?
Indy and I were in Vegas together for a fight like 10 years ago.
Okay.
And it was me, him, and not Jay. Which Sharper didn't rape somebody? Jamie or
Jamie? Darren rapes.
Okay.
Jamie,
so it was
doesn't.
Me, him, and Jamie Sharper. We went to Tao, you know, where the Kardashians.
So you were drinking with two black guys?
Totally.
But you're so racist.
Totally. But they were athletes.
Huh, weird.
So it's different.
Oh, okay.
So I was at Tao. And we were just hammered. I was hammered. They weren't. Because black dudes don't get drunk. It's fascinating. But me, I'm like just blitzed, right? I am just blitzed off my ass. So we're in there, and I'm wearing a sport coat because I'm fancy. And they start pouring, booze into my mouth in this club. And I'm like, blah, 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 like this, you know? And then I woke up the next day. So I have no idea what happened or anything. Maybe ND could call. He may not. But ND was...
I don't think ND's going to call into our show.
He may. He didn't give a damn. But ND, it was me, ND, and we had dinner with Jamie Sharper and some other player. And I got really... And I had no money. This was 10 years ago. I was totally broke, like today. But at that time, I had no money. I'm in Vegas doing... It was the Pacquiao Sugar Shane Mosley fight, like 10 years ago. We're there... And so we go to Tao, and I just remember these guys pouring like Crown Royal or something down my gullet, and I'm like, this is the best night of my life. And then I woke up the next day, and I have no recollection of anything other than that.
Well,
but
there
I
you
think
go.
ND can handle it. He's a bad mofo, this ND Kalu.
I wish he would come on and drink a menthol vodka shot with
ND,
us.
ND, where are you?
Where
get
you
over
at?
Here.
All right, we will be right back. I've heard
we are doing a radio show today.
I am reading that Jilly can outdrink Josh.
Oh God, Jilly is a tank.
Will Jilly shotgun a pink payload?
She would do a whole bottle of Malort because she's a psycho.
Ugh.
She's from Chicago.
That would kill a woman.
She was born and raised Chicago. So
that
she
would
can
that would
it.
Kill her.
Jilly used to crush. What's the damn? We were talking about it a second ago. The what's that horrible shot? Jaeger.
Yeah.
She used to crush Jaeger. She had in her apartment.
A Jaeger
dispenser.
Oh, geez.
Like it had all. She was totally. And then we were also into Rumplements for about 2 years.
You've never asked Jilly how many men she had before you, have you?
She's actually offered that up, and the answer is many.
Don't tell me.
No, she said many is the answer.
Any girl who has their own Jaeger cooler?
I don't know if Jilly's still listening, but Jilly claims she has made love to some guy from some Canadian band. Not Nickelback.
Rush.
Not, oh, God, Jilly and Geddy Lee.
Oh.
Alex Lifeson.
I don't remember if Jilly may still be listening or not. She was watching a second ago.
What's that band you like? Man.
Let me ask her.
April Wine?
April Wine's too old for her. It's probably the Tragically Hip, the dude who died.
God, no, it was Neil Peart. Jilly just tore up Neil Peart.
That'd be good. That's a good one.
It was Avril Lavigne.
Oh, that'd be hot. That would be hot. All right, we'll be right back.
I just asked my wife the question, what horrible band did you bang the guy from?
It was Justin Bieber. We're going to wrap up Happy Hour after
Atlantis.
This. It's the Blitz.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and thank God for this beer, because I could not get that taste out of my mouth.
Where's Brad?
I was starting to feel sick. Oh, he was out. Actually, I was out talking with our HR department about this.
So, Jason died.
Which I'm proud to say that... our HR department was laughing her ass off just like everybody else.
Hey!
I've got bad news about Headley.
You're going to bring us down.
Just to let the people on the air know. So someone I brought up that my wife has made love to someone from a Canadian band. Oh, is the guy a pedophile? Or a rapist?
He's got sexual misconduct.
I had this discussion on my podcast one night. So my wife has had some guy, has been in bed with a fella from Headley.
Yeah.
Whoever Headley is.
He faces additional accusations of sexual assault by two women.
We call him Headley D. Stat.
Current members of Headley, multiple members of Headley face sexual misconduct charges with young women over the course of their career. So
and then
your
wife, who was 22.
She was of age, though.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, that's her choice to make.
Headley D. Stat. Headley Delano Stat is actually who she made love to.
Yeah. Congratulations, Jilly.
You did it. Congrats. Also, some guy apparently from Cobra Starship was thirsty for Jilly at one point.
Did she get that too?
No. That was way too big for Jilly. She got Headley.
Oh, yeah.
Did they ever do anything besides the Snakes on a Plane song?
Who, Headley?
No, Cobra Starship.
No. Was that Good Girls Go Bad? Is that who that is?
The number one Headley song. Do you have that pulled up?
It has 14 downloads.
All by Jilly.
She listens to it every time. It's so weird.
Every time you're at work, Jilly sits there and listens to Headley like, oh, yeah, I remember the days.
I remember that Best Western.
If this is the same...
Their tour bus was a U-Haul. Over the tire well of the U-Haul. I remember it like it was... He put down a blanket and everything.
She's like John Candy in Home Alone. They're just all in the back of a U-Haul.
What do we have from Headley, Aaron?
I had to learn how to spell it right.
H-E-D-L-E-Y.
Yeah, I spelled it H-E-A-D-L-E-Y.
That's how Jilly was spelling it.
That's not nice.
Group.
That is not nice. But accurate, but not nice.
Not nice.
I can't play their most popular song because it's explicit.
Oh, well, what's their second most popular song?
Their second most popular is also explicit.
Do they have a ballad, a love ballad, like the kind of thing a guy would sing to a woman while he's making love to her?
At a Best Western.
Yes.
In Williamsburg,
in Saskatoon.
Pennsylvania.
Oh, yes. She fell for this joker?
I don't know. She was very thirsty in her youth.
You
still take me
by surprise. We sure it's a guy? I just
know. Yeah, man.
Okay.
My guy over here who likes Shinedown is judging music. He's like, let me tell you, Nickelback, they suck, but Shinedown, they bring the ruckus. It's worse to finish
than to start all over. I'm waiting for this to kick in.
I don't think it's kicking
they
in.
They did go on a tour with The Weeknd and Simple Plan.
Oh,
Simple
God,
Plan?
I've heard this song.
They've also played with MXPX. They've played with some big bands.
I've heard this damn song.
Probably open for Shinedown.
Crank this up,
no,
man.
You know what? It's because when I go to Canada, they have to play all these Canadian artists.
Oh, yeah.
So I know I've heard this before.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
You can tell why she was thirsty.
I can tell. I mean, this sounds like the kind of... I've got to see what this guy looks like.
Like a pedophile.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Well, like a, sorry, like a sex predator.
Exactly. A guy who's...
Like Headley Delano. Well,
if his Twitter doesn't have a picture, then we'll know.
There's his picture. It's a picture of him deep taking a microphone.
What?
Deep taking.
Oh, boy.
Yes. He competed on the second season of Canadian Idol and placed third.
There's a Canadian
Well, congrats,
Idol.
Jilly, you did it.
You made it now.
You got number three.
You basically banged the Justin Guarini of Canada.
And, well, sorry, he came in second place.
Oh, my bad.
You banged, like, the, what's his name? The other dude that finished, like, eighth on Idol 1 year. Who am I thinking of? It's
Daughtry?
Daughtry. Yeah. She banged the Daughtry of Canadian Idol.
I'm going home
and then
to
me.
The place where I belong.
And I don't know why. I don't know that I'm even the Daughtry of Houston radio at this point.
Well,
I'm
Josh
an intern.
Ennis will climb up top of me. Don't. I'm not running from.
Don't worry, Josh. It's not over.
I was blown away. What did I say? Oh, what a good happy hour it's been.
It's sad, though, because, like, Daughtry, every Daughtry song is like the awful 2000s Bon Jovi music. Like, Bon Jovi used to be awesome, and then Bon Jovi started making awful music, and it all sounds like Daughtry.
That is true.
It is. No, I know facts. These are facts.
Well, Fred, did you have a fun happy hour? You don't seem like you're having fun.
Honestly, that stuff made me sick. I've been sitting here trying to get the taste out of my mouth. Same thing happened last week.
Sick out of the mouth or out of the bum?
No, it's out of the mouth. I haven't thrown up or anything, but I kind of feel very
queasy.
No, Jason's
thrown
up.
This is settling me down.
Josh, did you have fun?
I've
on
had
happy hour today.
Maybe the best time I've ever had.
That's amazing.
No, I'm having fun.
I may not leave because I may not be able to drive.
It's the best time you've ever had because... You've never been with a Canadian pop star.
That's true.
Otherwise, this would
Avril.
Be the second best time you've ever had.
Actually, I've had a great time. I think the best line that got totally that not everybody got was the Minneapolis line.
That was good.
That was awesome.
I was more afraid of Jason at that time than I was of Seth. Because Jason, like you know what they
Seth had something to lose.
Yeah. Jason had none.
He was a wild card at that point.
Jason
looks
me.
Like the guy who would break a bottle and stab you with it.
Yeah.
I do. What a time it was. You know what? I've lived through some stuff. I don't know what guys in Vietnam experienced, whatever, but I've lived through some stuff.
Well, guys, I'm bummed that Josh won't be here next Friday, but two Fridays from today, Josh will be shotgunning the blue bomb.
You think maybe...
Blue bomb.
You know what?
When's the last time you shotgunned...
The Baytown blue bomb.
When's the last
bomb.
Time you shotgunned a beer?
I did one on my podcast once.
Was it a 24-ouncer?
No, but it was for bits.
Oh, I wish we could... We don't get bits on this, but no. Maybe you can share it on your Twitch feed and get some bits for it.
Maybe I will.
It's a good point.
And that'll get us some more people viewing.
Yeah, we rule.
We
this
rule,
radio
man.
Station, what a place.
You think we could get Jilly in here for one of these happy hours?
Yeah, she's going to shotgun a pink payload.
Jilly, are you still watching on Twitch? Will you shotgun a pink payload?
She will.
I guarantee she would.
She's going to shotgun a pink payload and tell us stories about Canadian rock stars' things.
Yep, that's exactly
how
it's going to go.
We're going to compare and contrast.
She can compare notes with my
rock star penis and Josh's penis. We want to know the difference.
The rock stars wed. The rock stars. Nick is tickled by that.
By your penis or by Rockstar penis?
He said penis.
Nick's been tickled by Rockstar penis before, mind you.
Yeah, we've had some times in Vegas where...
Yeah, we've seen it. We've seen it.
Is some guy crippled on the basketball court?
It looks terrible.
Yeah, that's a...
Oh, dear, he's crippled.
In a meaningless game.
That was once Juwan Howard, number 5 for the Heat, but I don't think it is now.
He retired last year.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back. It's the Blitz on 97.5.
ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.